Nolte, Christian Adoption Agency Opposes Interracial Adoptions. By John Nolte on May 5, 2021. Bethany Christian Services, one of the country's largest adoptions agencies, has publicly come out against placing black children in white families. Yes, a prominent Christian adoption agency is openly calling to essentially overturn the Multi-Ethnic Placement Act, which outlaws racial discrimination when it comes to adoptions. If you think this is some kind of terrible return to the days of racial segregation, to the days where black people were looked at as nothing more than a skin color, you are correct. The only difference is that this racism is being proposed under the guise of anti-racism. This is the woke Gestapo at work. In a startling new report, Bethany Christian Services, one of the largest adoption agencies in the country, announced that allowing white families to adopt black children from the foster care system can cause a lot of harm to children of color. As a result, the agency favors overhauling the Multi-Ethnic Placement Act, which bars racial discrimination in placing a child into an adoptive family. As part of its long journey toward becoming an anti-racist organization, Bethany's leaders now believe a child's race should be considered as part of the best interest determination for child placement. In other words, if a perfectly acceptable and loving white or Hispanic family is prepared to adopt a black child or to rescue a black child from foster care, it is somehow in the best interest of the child to have the child languish in an orphanage or foster home until a family with the correct skin color comes along. Open, naked, virulent racism is now being described as anti-racism. This is as Orwellian as it gets. How did we get to a point where placing a child in a loving, nurturing home as quickly as possible is no longer the priority of an adoption agency, much less one that advertises itself as Christian? The article linked above points to studies and the like to make the case there is absolutely nothing harmful about interracial adoption, that it in no way harms the child, but anyone with a sense of humanity already knows this. After all we are talking about here is skin color, someone whose skin is a different color from someone else's, which has as much to do about anything as hair or eye color. I've been in an interracial relationship and marriage for 35 years, but unless I'm forced to think about it when garbage like this is brought up, I don't and never have. What does the shade of one's skin have to do with anything about them? This is nothing less than a return to racial segregation, and that it's being done under the terrifying term anti-racism is really something. The slippery slope is obvious. If interracial adoption can cause a lot of harm to children of color, why not interracial dating, marriage? Why not interracial schools and buses and hotels and water fountains? You might say I'm being ridiculous to make my point, but had I told you 5 years ago anti-discrimination adoption laws would be lobbied against in the 21st century America, you would have called that ridiculous. Had I told you 10 years ago, and I did, that Democrats would push to allow men to compete in women's sports and to share a locker room with your daughter, you would have called that ridiculous. Listen, this all comes down to politics. The only way the left can hold on to power is to keep us divided, most especially along racial lines. In their failed, deep blue cities, Democrats have proven their ideology is a total failure, that they are incapable of governing, so now the Democrat Party is returning to its Jim Crow roots of racial segregation as a means to political power. That's all this is. As far as this being a Christian adoption service, remember when Jesus said, "Deny the little children a safe and loving home with whitey?" Yeah, me neither. What a disgrace these people are.